Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Mr. Humble, at your service. That's what they call me around here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jean Siciliano is here. Jean is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now a dozen years. How about that? Yeah, Jean Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our resident CPAs in the Brain Trust. He's a financial expert for small business finances, the author of Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher, also Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. That's the book that every small business owner needs to have laying on his or her desk. And he's our good friend, Gene Siciliano. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
Good to have you here. So there are millions of baby boomers out there who own businesses who are coming to the fourth quarter of their career.
That's the truth.
Time and tide waits on no man, right? And so the clock ticks and the sands of time run through the hourglass, as the old program used to say. And that means that there are going to be a lot of small businesses up for sale, aren't they?
Yeah, there are, especially since their kids don't want them.
That's the truth, isn't it? And,
yeah, it
and they may not want them to have them, and they may want them to go do something else. But irrespective of all that, they're going to be wanting to divest of their business. Many of them will be, and they're sitting there thinking, "What's my business worth?" And most of them already have a round number, like $1 million, $2 million, $5 million. With no idea what the actual number is or how to calculate it.
Yeah, right. And they feel that that they have to pick the number, and they don't know how to do it. And worse, they don't know how to make it better.
And or if they pick a number, they don't know how to justify it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So let's talk about, you got six steps to talk about. So give us the first.
I do. There really are six things that determine the value of a business. If you're trying to grow it, if you're trying to raise money for it, but most importantly for these people, if you're looking for an opportunity to sell it, how do you take the value of your business, whatever it is, whatever that number is, and make it better? What are the things you got to focus on? And it's really simple. There are six things. Really simple. The market in which you do business. The products that you offer to that market.
Mm-hmm.
The customers that you sell to or might sell to. Your gross profit margins. Your prospects for growing the business, and the organization of the company, that is to say, the people that are in place who can run it when you're not there anymore. Six things, real simple. Changing them and making them better can be a career that takes years. But what they are, everybody should know that list off the top of their head. They ought to know that if you want to build the value of your business to be more than it is today or better than it is today, you only got six things to look at. But you've got to look at them in the right way.
And these are things that drive the value of your company, but they don't necessarily demonstrate any kind of quantity amount, any kind of a dollar amount.
No, that's right.
For example, there's no balance sheet information in any of those six. Some of them are intangibles, right? The market,
They're virtually, except for gross profit margins, they're virtually all intangible.
Well, customer, you can have a customer list, but of course they don't have to come back. But you're right. But these are, so I want to differentiate folks here from what Gene's telling you. These are things that are not necessarily like inventory in the warehouse. You can count inventory. Anybody can count inventory, right, and come up with a number there. Anybody can count receivables off the balance sheet, or anybody can see what the retained earnings are. That's easy, right? I can do that with a calculator on my phone, right?
Yep. And
but these things you're talking about here, these are things it takes a manager to deal with in the culture to nurture.
And someone with vision and insight, and it takes some work. It really does. They're intangible, as you say. You can't look at a report and say, my market got better. My market got bigger. My market got diverse, more diverse. There's no report to look at that, but you will be able to demonstrate it by the way your company progresses, by the way your customer list grows, by the quality of your customers, by the success in selling more of your products. Each of these things is connected to the other, and if all those things are good, your gross margins will be able to be improved, and your growth mm-hmm. will, you know, they're all tied together, but as you say, most of them are intangible because you can't look at a report, except that in your reports, your profits should grow, your retained earnings should grow,
right.
And when you sit down and ask a valuation person or an investment banker, what's my business worth? You get a number that now begins to look more like the number you had in your mind.
Right. So when we come back, I'm going to get Gene to dwell on some of these a little bit and to help us see how we can manage them, how we can be our leadership and our vision can help to drive some of these, and which will drive or will improve, maybe, I should say, those tangible things. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.